Okay. One more time, the same question. Tell me about a work experience that you really enjoyed and what you enjoyed about it.
I loved the very first time we ever went to Japan, just because it was new, it was different, it was fun to meet all these new people, it was exciting, it was just a great experience.
Okay. So ask that question. Tell me about a work experience, or it's not a question, but say, tell me about a work experience you enjoyed and what you enjoyed about it. So here we're sorting for what we call work style. Some people are independent. They want to work alone. It's me, myself. I did it. I like to walk in my office, close the door, not be bothered for 6 hours. How many of you know people like that? Or how many of even parts of your own job where you're like that? Sometimes if I'm writing a book, I want to kind of lock myself and not be disturbed at all. So there might be context within your job where you might be one or the other. If somebody's more generally independent, though, in the work context, they'll want to work alone without the bother of others, so to speak. If you're proximity, it's like you want to be in charge of what you do and make your own decisions, but you want people around. If people aren't around, you feel lonely. You feel like something's missing. Every once in a while, you need to go make contact with another human being. That'd be proximity, you know. So I did it, but you know, of course, you know, I checked in with Chris a couple of times. She's in the office next to me, and so proximity. Cooperative is more us, the team. We're all for one and one for all. We make the decisions together. We don't do it separately. And so, again, this is going to be different for different people in different contexts. In the cooperative model, when people are more cooperative, they don't want total responsibility for something. They want a shared responsibility for the outcome. The real obvious examples of this would be like a basketball team. If you have one person that wants the ball all the time and does all the shooting and hogs the ball, what happens to the team? They lose, right? Usually. So the sports teams tend to be more cooperative, the good ones. Chris, what did Chris answer? Do you remember? She said, tell me about a job you like. And she said, we went there and we did this. So in what we're doing together here, in the context of Chris and I training, we're very much cooperative. We have to agree on the same thing and be a team, or else we'd be a mess up here. And if we lose that center and we lose that teamness, we overlap each other's words, or we can not be very smooth together. So it needs to be cooperative. However, if we're training alone, it usually switches to proximity. I'm doing it, but you're here too.
Or if I'm home and I'm writing, which I do a lot, then I'm totally, if he walks into the office, it's like, get out! Not really, but so, I like to be alone.
So those are different contexts. So they might change by the requirements of the context.
So for the, like, say you're doing the train, you know, the whole process of the job is this training, and you have to work on the material and putting it all together, and then you come here and train either together or singly. How would that fit? Is that like different parts, like independent when you're working on the process, and then proximity?
Well,
when you
for
come?
Us on this, we have to put it together. Because we both need to know what we're talking about. So,
but if you put it together by yourself and then shared it with the group, what would that be?
This. Okay, so yesterday it was proximity, right?
And you shared it yourself.
I'm here with you. So it's I did it, I trained it, and I'm doing it with a group of people. So that's proximity. And but for Chris and I, it needs to be a cooperative or for co-training.
So otherwise we.
Sorry?
You can scale this as well, independently.
I wouldn't scale it so much as notice when the context shift.
So it's mostly context, right?
It's context dependent more than anything.
Okay.
It's like I'm not mostly dependent, independent, but sometimes want people around. I'd want people around in a different context.
And this may explain certain people to you at your office, because do you work with a team of people, but maybe now you have that sense that somebody on the team is really more like that, right? they're not a team player. So that can help give you more of a sense of why they're the way that they are. We had somebody like that one time that we worked with, so we just created jobs for them to do more independently and then hired other people to do the jobs that could work more cooperatively or within proximity. But it really does help you understand people and why they do things and what motivates them and can give you direction in terms of how to work with them or be with them.
So what do you think your partner is? Take a minute and tell them. So this will change by context. Often you can see where this creates, rubs in a marriage, so to speak. Because there might be certain contexts where one of the people wants to be alone and the other wants to be a team. How many of you cook, or the cook in your family? And when you're cooking, you don't like to be disturbed. Anybody have that? Or how many of you are the cook and you like to have the other one hanging around and sort of chatting with you? And
that's me.
Or how many of you like to do it as a team? Here, you cut the celery and I'll cut the, But notice how that can be a real problem, right? If I'm the cook in the family and I really want to be left alone and don't bug me, and Chris is wanting to hang out after work, right? Yeah. That could be, create some, a little bit of discomfort or friction, and people would never really understand it. And I might say, I don't know why you're always bugging me when I'm trying to cook, you know. You went to deep by six, and here you are distracting me. That's an independent talking, right? What if I'm cooperative? I say, boy, I wish we could do this together. It's so much fun to cook together, co-create these meals. And proximity would be, well, just come hang out with me while I cook. Elena?
Oh, I had an interesting experience about this a week ago. Because my husband is more independent, I think. When he comes home, he just kind of starts doing something on his computer and doesn't want to talk or anything. So it kind of bugs me a lot. But last week, two of my friends, we were hanging out during the day, and then I said, oh, I have to finish something for work today, and I have 4 hours to do it. But I was like, oh, come over anyway. And my friend said, oh, I also have my computer with me, so I can do something for work too. So basically, it was me, my husband, and two of our friends, and everyone, like, even had a phone or a computer, and we were just sitting together. I was doing my thing, my friend was working too, like, my husband was working. I had the best time.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's great, huh? Yeah. Great story. So an example of that. So when you start paying attention to these things, it can make a big difference. Mo, you had a comment or question? Or?
No, it was just something funny.
Go ahead.
I was thinking we could cooperate with cooking, but we might not get the cooking done. It might be distracting. Like
that. Cooperative?
Yeah.
Well, it would depend if you're a team doing it. This is where I'd
get what I'm saying.
He's talking sexual.
I was trying not to.
What kind of cooking?
Okay. What's cooking in your kitchen? Right. So, but you can, I think cooking's a good example of that. Because how many of you have teamed up and done co-shared cooking, One of you does one thing, the other one does the other thing. You put it all together, and it's a team effort. And sometimes you might do it on a big dinner, like Thanksgiving or something, right? Where I think first...
I'm trying to figure out, when I do my reports...
When you do... Can you stand up so they can all hear you?
When I do my reports at work, I like to be very independent. I like to be bound because it's very detailed, and usually we send reports to Coors or to DOJ. So... I was doing my reports, and all the way it was Thursday after lunchtime, and my boss came and he was calling my name, and I didn't even hear him because I was so focused. And when I'm focused, I don't hear. I hear noises, but I don't hear what people are talking about. Mm. And he was like calling and standing there, and I couldn't see him. So he tapped me and he said, "How are you?" And I go, I jump on the chair and I said, "I'm fine." And he said, he said, "Good morning, how are you?" "I'm this afternoon." And then he goes like, "How was your weekend?" And it's Thursday afternoon. And I got so mad. I was like, "I'm fine." But then, when he left, I couldn't get back to my work. I was so irritated and I was like, "What the heck going on with him?" It's Thursday afternoon and he's asking me good morning and then he asked me how was my weekend.
He needed to make contact.
Yeah. It was proximity, and you're proximity. Obviously independent.
You were in here, so that's a good example of that.
Yeah.
To me, I was crushed. Everything was crushed. Yeah.
I read somewhere that somebody had, they'd done a study on, if people get interrupted, it takes about 15 minutes or so to get back into the flow of what they're doing. And some people will interrupt you about every 15 minutes.
So, David, did you have...
David, you had a comment.
Yeah. What did you say, David at the back and then David over there?
Sorry, Starbucks has made a business out of proximity.
Oh, yeah.
Creating proximity community space.
Ah. Yep, nice comment.
Yeah, or movies. Do any of you ever go to a movie by yourself?
Yes.
I've rarely done it, but I think people often do it so it's different than watching TV home by yourself, right? You're in a theater, you're sort of in proximity to others, even though you're not really hanging out with them. David, comment?
So if you're like...
Could you stand up, please?
Okay, everything's context.
Sorry?
Let's say everything's context. There's certain things, let's say you're an independent worker, but people don't understand that, so what do you do? Just... become proximity and do your stuff. Because I mean, people misunderstand if you're an independent worker sometimes.
I think it's the way you might communicate to them to get their understanding. You know, yeah, put a sign on there, but or just say, you know, I've got a task that I really need to concentrate on all by myself first. And so, and I'll be available at this time, and then I can give you my full attention.
We had a colleague who used to put a sign on his door that it wasn't do not disturb, it just said, you know, I'm writing or I'm working. And then people knew not to disturb him.
But I think sometimes it's a matter of how you communicate it to somebody.